morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Honorable. To start off, we will start with the questions related to education. We were requested to provide more information on addressing issues of barriers of access to education for children in remote and rural areas, especially those from marginalized groups. We as a country, we have taken measures to improve access for children from marginalized groups. One of the things that we do as a country is the Ministry of Gender construct ECD, assist communities to construct early childhood development centers at community level in the most remote areas. And there's a dedicated budget that is managed at regional government level, not at central government level. And they also, in addition to that, provide subsidies to pay for teachers, educators, we call them educators, at community level for these ECD centers. And the subsidy is provided by the Ministry of Gender. For example, where communities are not able to contribute or to the contribute any funds towards the development of activities at the ECD centers, so the ministry is able to come in and provide not only the subsidies but also materials, learning materials and instruction materials at these ECD centers. Another activity that we also undertake as government is to provide transport, especially for marginalized all children who are attending schools, for example, hostel schools, and they need to go back to hostel at the opening of the school or after the school have closed. So we provide transport, and we also, with these children, provide, we call them hygienic packs, because it's also good to be clean while you are in school. So we provide them with cosmetics and soap and all the other necessities that they need during their school or during their stay at the boarding schools. So that is the basic necessities that we provide. For those that need additional support, they are identified and we have a sort of a list of children that we work with on a daily basis. These also include children. The same support is also included, extended to children who are living and working on the streets. We have last year and this year managed to integrate about 350 children who are also living on the street. And they receive the same type of support. We take them off the street. We try and also integrate them with the same children from marginalized groups into various schools across the country, provide them with transport, make sure that we keep them busy and off the street during holidays and so forth. So in terms of trying to improve access to education, we have got a variety of programs in that area. And then The Ministry of Education itself also provide support to schools. They have, for example, increased the grants that they provide to school to improve or to implement our universal education, that is the free primary and secondary education, to ensure that schools have adequate stationery, schools have got adequate instructional materials for these learners, to accommodate more learners in school without really demanding payments from parents. So apart from that, of course, yesterday we spoke about the additional support we give to these learners once they complete secondary education to make sure that they proceed to tertiary education. There was also a question regarding have we achieved the objective of universal education, that is in relation to free primary and secondary education. I think, of course, we know that Namibia is providing free primary and secondary education. And this policy is really, we have seen an increase in the enrollment rate. The current enrollment rate is at 98% for grade one And for us, this is the impact of that policy. We can see that we have achieved that objective. And the focus of the Ministry of Education is also moving towards improving the quality of education. They have introduced specific programs on, for example, the early grade reading assessment is a tool that is used to improve, what do they call it, to improve the literacy rates among grade ones and ensure that it also addresses the issue of failure, ne? I don't know what is the other word to use, or repetition, yeah, at grade one level. So the focus is on reading and on phonics and so forth. So what they have done, they have trained primary school teachers for the past 2 years to try and see how that will work out and also improve the quality of education for the grade ones. They have also indicated that they have introduced different exit points, so learners can remain in one phase until they master a certain certain skills before they can move to the next exit point. But the earliest exit point for all learners is grade 11, of course, with the new system. And that is how they are trying to address issues of repetition and school dropouts and so forth. And they have seen an improvement in that area. The issue of human rights and education, Ministry of Education indicated that they have introduced this issue in the curriculum across all grades. So there are issues that these are issues that are being addressed within the classroom at various grades, at various levels. So that is taken care of. What else? In terms of education, I think I have covered most of the questions that were raised on education. Thank you.
Also on the issue of especially the right of children.
Oh, it's on. Okay, what I'm saying is the right of children with disabilities in terms of education. The Ministry of Education has addressed the issue of the grants, the school grants that are provided to school to ensure inclusive education for learners with disabilities, and they have indicated that, for example, per school, which cater for more children with or learners with disabilities, they have increased the grant to 5 times more than the grants that are given to normal children. So, for example, if one school is getting a $500 per child for a normal child, the school with children with a disability, or a school that caters for children with disabilities, get around $1,500 per child. So that is how they are addressing the issues of inclusive education. Thank you.